kind of move past Sunday and look at the reality is that nobody in your division is over 500. Your game out of first place. Dallas plays Denver Sunday. Your next eight opponents, none of them have a winning record. Do you guys kind of think about, you know, move on from what happened pretty easily when you look at the opportunity that's still there?
No, it's still tough to move on, you know, when you have, you know, such a huge loss like that. It's still tough to move on. But at the end of the day, you know, we put it behind us now, and we look forward to the next game. You know, I don't think nobody's looking at the overall big picture like you just said, but we're just focusing on that one game at a time, and we're all in on the Giants right now. Because no matter what happens around us, if we don't handle our business on the field, we don't get better at things we have to get better at, then it doesn't matter what other teams are doing in the division.
What is that concentration you say you need to get better? What is
the concentration? It's fundamentals. Fundamentals, you know, knowing where to be, knowing assignments, you know, tackling, you know, running to the ball. It's just fundamentals of the game.
Giants. Five turnovers first two games. You haven't forced any since. I mean, can this defense be successful if it's not getting the ball?
Yeah, we have to get the ball. You know, that's been, you know, something we've been harping on and, you know, talking about in meetings, talking about out here on the field, is, you know, we have to create turnovers, and that's a must, you know, for our defense to be successful. Like we were the first couple games, we have to create turnovers, give our offense the ball.
Michael, what's Billy Go ahead.
It's been a problem the last two games.
Say that again.
Why do you think it's been a problem?
Sometimes, you know, ball bounces your way. We had a couple opportunities. We just gotta, you know, be more cognizant of going for the ball when we have the opportunity.
Miko, what's Billy Davis's demeanor been like this week? Obviously, things didn't go how he wanted to on Sunday. What's he been like post game and this week with the players?
Yeah, Billy's still, you know, he's still, you know, calm, confident guy. You know, he and everybody on the defense gets that from him. You know, Billy's not too high, not too low. You know, he's an even keel guy, and you know, everybody in the defense, we get the message that he's trying to relay to us, and that's, you know, we keep preaching the fundamentals of football. Once we get better at the fundamentals and we see it translate on the field on Sunday, then we'll have things going our way.
One of the constants of the Giants, when you look at their tape and you see all the big plays that Eli hits to Victor Cruz, what's the key to that chemistry they have on those deep balls? And as a defense, I mean, you guys have been pretty good about not giving up a lot of big plays. What's the key to stopping something like that?
Deep pressure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yeah. You know, it starts up front with pressure, getting pressure on the quarterback, making him make erratic decisions. But and in the back end, we have to stay, you know, stay deep in our covers and not let anything get behind us. And I think it's a combination of all the underneath guys getting deeper in zones, deep guys staying deep, and making sure everything's in front of us.
One of the things Chip was saying after the game was that, like, he needed to see you guys come back to practice this week, like, you know, feeling confident, not hanging your heads and everything like that. I mean, I take it that's kind of what you've seen since you guys.
Yeah, I feel like we had it's been one of our best Wednesdays of work. You know, guys came out, guys weren't, you know, lulling around. Everybody was moving around with energy, confident in what we were doing, and we had a really sharp, crisp practice today.
What are Eli's biggest strengths as a quarterback, and what do you guys have to do to come away with a win on Sunday?
We have to get to him. You know, we have to put pressure on him. You know, Eli can make all the throws. He's a, you know, Super Bowl MVP, great quarterback, but we have to rattle him. We have to get him off his spot, you know, make him make the decision that he doesn't want to make, and, you know, we have to hit him when we get the chance.
Billy said you guys need to kind of tighten up the zones and the on those underneath balls. Is that something you're seeing on tape when you review these games, and how do you kind of get a little better in that aspect?
That's everybody just focusing in. You know, like I said earlier, fundamentals. That falls into that category is underneath defenders. Everybody has to get better at their craft.
You guys are getting out to more than 40 points in the second half games. Are teams adjusting to what you guys show them in the first half? Is that something you've noticed?
I don't have that answer.
You guys, you know, have quite a few, like, first and second year guys on defense playing.
Say that again.
You guys have quite a few first and second year guys playing on defense and everything. You know, and obviously they've kind of been up and down a little bit. What kind of role do you have as far as, like, talking to them, helping them along?
It's confidence. We got to make sure we're all playing with confidence. No matter, we got first and second year guys. We got talented guys all around us. But we all have to play with confidence. And once, you know, we all know we know we're playing with confidence, guys can fly around. And a lot of guys have playmaking ability, but we have to be in position, you know, with the right leverage to make plays.
Is that happening yet? I mean, have you, like, is that still something that's developing?
Yeah, it's still developing. Well, of course, we're not there yet, but it's still developing. We'll get there.
Is it hard to play with confidence when you guys are struggling on defense and you give up 52 points?
We watched the film. There's a lot of, you know, errors that we're inflicting on ourselves. So, you know, from that standpoint, I feel like we have the confidence. Guys know what to do, but we can't just keep shooting ourselves in the foot, so to speak.
Do you do anything personally to try to get the younger players to get up to that level?
I just talk to the guys, try to help them out, whatever questions they have about the defense, about anything. You know, I'm always available to talk to our young guys.